On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Transnet Port Terminals is investing 3.4 billion rand in boosting its fleet as it tries to turn the tide on the decline in operational performance at the country's ports. It says 100 new cargo handling pieces of equipment will be added to the Durban Container Terminal. 20 straddle carriers and 9 rubber-tired gantry cranes that started arriving in December were on display in Durban today. The container terminal in Gqeberha will take delivery of 12 straddle carriers next year, while Cape Town will receive 28 gantry cranes and straddle carriers. Transnet chairperson Andy Lesangu says it's part of the port's recovery plan.
The recovery plan directs us to address the constraints on the Transnet's operational performance, to stabilize the organization and improve volumes. Our immediate tactical response was to arrest operational decline, improve operational efficiencies, and embed a culture of service excellence.
King Misuzulu Kazwelithini says South Africa should not be swayed by global geopolitical events. He made the comments in his speech at the opening of the provincial legislature at the Woodburn Stadium in Pietermaritzburg today.
I'd like to give South Africa confidence that in the midst of all what is happening around the world, we must not feel as if we are being underdone because maybe Donald Trump has stopped his funding. We can survive without Donald Trump.
The Zulu monarch has also expressed his deep sadness at the loss of South African soldiers in the eastern DRC, where there have been clashes with M23 rebels. Well, Britain's head of Treasury says no UK companies have raised concerns about South Africa's Expropriation Act. Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rachel Reeves, has been attending the G20 finance ministers' meeting in South Africa. She says the UK's focus is on expanding trade and investment with the country. Reeves has pointed to opportunities in sectors like financial services and construction. She's expressed confidence that South Africa's government will pass its upcoming budget and continue to strengthen trade relations between the two nations. And Russian President Vladimir Putin says Moscow isn't rejecting a peaceful solution in Ukraine. Russia and US officials have held talks on ending the war, but without European involvement. US President Donald Trump also called Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky a dictator. Putin's accused Western nations of undermining their cooperation.
The first contacts with the new US administration encourage certain hopes. There is a mutual readiness to work to restore relations and gradually solve a colossal amount of systemic strategic problems in the global architecture. It was these problems that once provoked both the Ukrainian and other regional crises.
Durban 25 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 23, Richards Bay 27.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. John Plumtree's happy with how his Hollywood Bets Sharks side is gelling off the pitch. The Proteas have a huge Champions Trophy clash with England coming up this Saturday, and Sam Bairstow and Frederick Fromm setting the early pace in round one at the Investec SA Open.